Speed and efficiency at scale. AI cuts delivery times through automated workflows, robotic fulfillment, and adaptive routing. We have seen how this happens because things which humanly would not be possible is possible through AI. What would take a human being maybe a couple of hours can be done within seconds. Decisions become faster, more accurate, and aligned with the real-time conditions. Less number of errors, and you find better efficiency. Adaptability to disruptions. AI reacts swiftly to variables like traffic jams, weather delays, or canceled shipments. So it can sense any such disruptions quickly, and it will immediately take corrective actions. Elevated customer experience. AI powers personalized delivery options, instant tracking, and responsive support through chatbot. So we have seen how the NLP model can interact with human beings and provide feedback. So strategic impact of AI on logistics, from reactive to predictive logistics. What are the key applications? One is demand forecasting. You can predict accurately the demand, which will impact your inventory, etc. Predictive maintenance. So we have seen how it can monitor the condition of the equipment, and it can throw up an alert as to when the machine or the equipment requires maintenance, so that you can avoid a breakdown and you can costly interruptions in your operations. Disruption forecasting identifies potential delivery or supply chain risks such as traffic, weather, political events, and recommends rerouting or contingency plans. So it will also give you rerouting recommendations and contingency plans. Strategic value, it prevents stockout and overstocking, which we have seen through the demand forecasting. Reduces delivery delays, partly because of the very quick responses to a customer order and the order fulfillment. Increases supply chain agility. So whenever there is any disruption, it basically takes action to see that material can be organized through alternative suppliers, etc. So it takes corrective actions whenever there is any disruption which is detected. Enabling smarter, faster decisions. So what are the key use cases? Route optimization dynamically adapts deliveries to road or weather conditions. So we have seen how this happens. Google Map is an example, and similar solutions are available to the logistics firms. Autonomous inventory control, auto replenishment, stocks based on consumption forecast. So the system automatically flags when inventory needs to be replenished, and it will automatically generate a purchase order, or it will give a call off to the supplier. Supplier risk scoring. So evaluates the scoring, sourcing reliability using historical and geopolitical data. So it assesses the supplier performance and also correlate it with the geopolitical development. So if there is a geopolitical development which is likely to disrupt supplies from a particular supplier, it will flag it immediately. Virtual assistants respond to queries and status request instantly. So it will address the customer queries, etc., much more efficiently as compared to call centers. Strategic value, minimizes human error. So we have seen that when there are repetitive jobs, there is a certain boredom which sets in with a human operator. And this is where the human beings are prone to making errors. AI system rarely makes an error. So minimizes human error, improves cost efficiency through smarter resource allocation because of the algorithms and more optimized decision making, supports adaptive and scalable logistics strategies. Self-explanatory. Enhancing responsiveness and customer experience. So AI-powered enhancements, automated order fulfillment reduces lead times and manual delays. So many a times you must have seen that when you place an order on an e-commerce platform, you find that your order is confirmed immediately. Now, this is one example of AI-powered automated order fulfillment. So it basically checks if the inventory is available. It will automatically confirm your order once you have paid for it, or if you are eligible for a payment against delivery, then it will accept your order. Personalized delivery options. So in case you want the delivery with a gift pack, etc. So these are the examples of personalized delivery. So it will also take care of any such requirement. Also delivery modes, timing. You must have seen that even in e-commerce, gives you the option of what time is a convenient time for you to receive the parcel or the article that you have ordered. And sustainability preference. So sometimes they even ask you, because in especially in the Western countries, the packaging adds to the waste and people have to pay for the disposal of the waste. So in many cases, the material can come to you based on your preference with minimum amount of packing, or it can come with a recyclable packing. Predictive tracking and ETA updates. So again, I give the example of e-commerce where they predict when the material will be reaching you. And they will give you a ETA based on where the material is and what is the estimated time for delivery of the material based on the real-time details available to the system. Adaptive systems adjusts routes, capacity and resources dynamically. So resources in terms of number of vehicles, number of people, etc. So these are dynamically adjusted to optimally use all the resources available. Strategic value, higher customer satisfaction, fewer errors and cost savings, brand loyalty through dependable logistics and execution. And we have seen this, that even in e-commerce, etc., or even when you are asking for or receiving something through a courier, etc., very rarely you will see errors. So AI is extensively used in the systems, which makes it error free, and this improves your overall experience and hence the brand loyalty. So requirement for AI adoption in logistics. Adopting artificial intelligence in logistics is not just a technology shift, it's a strategic transformation that demands alignment across infrastructure, data system, and organizational mindset. So we have seen this even in case of supply chain management, etc., that it's a major shift. You require the right hardware, the right software, and you require the training of the people. So building the right technology infrastructure, what all do you require? Cloud computing, scalable and flexible on-demand computing resources for AI model training and data processing. Huge amount of data needs to be collected and stored, based on which the machine learning will actually analyze the data, find the patterns, develop the algorithms, etc. So you require cloud computing, centralized storage, unified access to fleet, order, and inventory data. So even the resources, etc., must be factored in the data which is available to the system. Cost effective, reduces infrastructure investment via pay-as-you-go model. So this is what we discussed, that in a cloud-based model, which is also known as the SaaS model, software as a service. So here, you don't have to invest in hardware or separately pay for the software or a package or something. And you pay as long as you are using the system. If you are not satisfied and you want to get out of the system, you can get out of it and you stop paying for the system. So this is one of the solutions. Two, Internet of Things. So real-time visibility tracks goods, assets, and vehicles across the network. So as we discussed, it can monitor the condition of the vehicles, the equipment. It can also tell you the location where the goods are at any given point of time. It can monitor things like the temperature, etc., what we saw in the case of the cold chain. So real-time visibility is possible through Internet of Things. Predictive insights enables early warning for equipment failure. So in cold chain, let us say that you're transporting certain vaccines, etc., which has to be kept at a temperature below 4 degrees. Now, suppose the temperature goes above 4 degrees, then the vaccine may become ineffective. So in such a case, the system will also issue a warning stating that the temperature is nearing the threshold, so that appropriate action can be taken. Data automation reduces manual input and accelerates reaction to disruption. So the IoT inputs can be directly fed to the AI-based system, which are capable of reacting and taking certain actions, in response to the data being fed by the IoT. Edge devices. So we said that where the cloud is not available, where the web is not available, edge devices is a telephony protocol. So in remote areas, etc., you can also be using edge devices. They have certain limitations in communication, but they still can communicate. So low latency, real-time decisions processed on-site, that is inside vehicles or inside a warehouse, etc. Efficient bandwidth use transmits only actionable data to the central system. This is what I was talking about, that the system has some limitations. So it cannot use very high bandwidth data, cannot exchange high bandwidth data. So what it does is it will transmit only the actionable data to the central system, which is responsible for the analysis and for actions. Responsive analytics adapts instantly to changes in traffic, weather, or demand. Data readiness. So data quality and standardization. Clean, accurate, and consistent data is essential for trustworthy AI models. So we have seen it in earlier chapters that the data quality is very important. What you require is the relevant data. Generally, the data that you carry can also have a lot of irrelevant data, and that is what we call as a noise. So data quality is important. The better is the data quality, the better will be the outcome of the AI decisions, and better will be the quality of the algorithms. Data enrichment. Contextual layers like weather, market trends, and economic indicators enhance the prediction accuracy. So the different layers of data, which are specific to things like the weather, the market trends, or the economic indicators, so they improve the prediction accuracy, and not only that, they also improve the accountability of the system, which means that they lead to a better traceability of how certain decisions were arrived at. Security and compliance, protecting the logistics data under standards like the general data privacy regulations. So, and these are not negotiable, because these are government policies, and violations are punishable in most of the cases. So these has to be taken care of, especially when you're sharing the data with third party, etc. You may have to mask some of the data so that they are unable to see the beneficiary or the people to whom the data relates. Integration with key logistics platforms. So what are the key platforms with which AI needs to be integrated? So one is the ERP systems, because ERP systems carry all the data relating to order fulfillment, the supply chain systems, etc. So ERP system unifies the procurement, finance, and the planning information. WMS, which is warehouse management system, enables real-time inventory visibility and predictive stocking. So the AI needs to know exactly what is the inventory which is being held and also where the inventory is stored. So even in an automated system, the WMS system can actually guide the AI system for retrieval of the materials. TMS, that is the transport management system, AI enhanced route planning and carrier performance analysis. So TMS can help in these aspects. Interoperability, so seamless flow of data across platforms drives smarter decisions and operational synergy. So as we have seen, the ERP systems, they are integrated with WMS, and WMS in turn may be integrated with TMS, and these need to be interoperable so that, you know, we can have synergy and optimum performance of the systems. Organizational readiness. So AI literacy and upskilling. So while we talked about the various platforms, etc., we now talk about the manpower. AI literacy and upskilling. Teams must understand AI concepts and how to apply them in day-to-day logistics. One needs to set up the systems and also operate them, manage the systems. Cross-functional collaboration. Break down silos, enable IT operations and logistics to co-develop AI solutions. Since AI is a complex thing, it is something which cannot be driven alone by the operations or the logistics team. It requires close interaction between the IT team, the operations, and the logistics team. Change management strategy, drive adoption through communication, pilot programs, and phased rollout. We also talked about transparency and taking the stakeholders on board for a successful change management. Leadership support, champion innovations, set a clear digital vision and foster an AI-ready culture. So leadership support and leadership direction is also necessary for organizational readiness. So let's look at what are the benefits of AI in logistics. Process automation and efficiency. So you have automated order fulfillment, reduced errors, accelerated dispatching. And we have seen how this happens. The orders coming in, being translated into sales order, and the order fulfillment happening automatically. Smart warehousing. Robo optimizing storage and inventory control. So as far as storing of the material in the warehouse is concerned, also for retrieval, which is picking, and also consolidation. So this can be done by robotic means. Transportation intelligence, AI chooses optimal delivery modes and schedules. So we have seen both in local case as well as in a global case, how it can choose the optimal delivery models. Predictive analytics and planning, accurate demand forecast as far as the demand planning is concerned or demand forecast is concerned, aligns stock with future demand using market and environmental signals so that, you know, it gives you the most accurate demand, which will prevent any overstocking or stockout situations. Supply chain risk detections, anticipating supplier or transit disruptions. So any global events which threaten to disrupt the supply chain, it will be escalated and actions will be taken to mitigate the harm to the supply chain. Dynamic routing and real-time optimization. So even in case of fleet efficiency, etc., in real time, it will reroute the vehicles, etc., in case of any accident or any congestion, etc., or flooding or natural calamity on the route. Cost control and resource optimization. So labor and fuel saving, we have seen how that happens through a smarter routing and better utilization of the resources. Waste reduction, aligns inventory with actual demand, which is forecasting based, demand forecasting. Customer experience and response responsiveness. So chatbot and virtual assistant, which provides correct, updated information, real-time information. Flexible delivery models, personalized routes, schedules, and drop points. So quicker deliveries, faster deliveries, which actually improves the customer experience. So here are some of the key technology platforms used, which you can go through. We have covered some of these in the previous chapters also. So you have systems such as IBM Watson, Supply Chain Model, Blue Yonder, and then you have the Oracle SCM, you have the SAP IBP, and the Microsoft Azure AI. So these are some of the platforms which are currently being used and which are popular. So to summarize, AI is revolutionizing logistics by shifting operations from manual or reactive processes to intelligent, proactive, and automated systems, basically automated systems. So what it does is it enhances transportation, warehouse, and inventory management through technologies like machine learning, natural language processing, computer vision, and robotic process automation. AI addresses traditional inefficiencies such as high cost, limited visibility by delivering real-time insights, predictive analytics, and smart automation. So it is also removing the human error, speeding up the operations, at the same time improving the visibility. Platforms like IBM Watson, Blue Yonder, and SAP IBP enable these capabilities, driving benefits such as lower cost, faster deliveries, improved customer service, and greater sustainability. So to succeed with AI, organizations need robust cloud infrastructure, integrated data systems, and a workforce skilled in AI technologies. So to summarize, you require the will, the infrastructure, the data system, and a skilled or a trained workforce to implement AI. Thank you.